welcome to another edition of Gospel Life, where our relentless drive is aimed at keeping that main thing of the gospel the main thing in our lives. My name is Mark Fodale, and each week it is a privilege to walk beside you on this Gospel Life journey. Now, on our episode today, I want to focus in on a pattern that far too many of us have in our external conversations as well as our internal monologues. Very simply, I want to lean into the widespread use and misuse of the word just. That's right, just. As the title of this podcast episode so brazenly asks and declares, can we just stop saying just? Now, to be clear, there are good and right uses of the word just. In fact, a quick scan of a nearby dictionary turned up this timeless definition of just. It says this, adjective, what accords with what is morally right and fair. And so, Psalm 111, verse 7 describes the works of God as being faithful and just. In Proverbs 11, verse 1, Solomon says that a just weight, as opposed to a false balance, is a delight to the Lord. Proverbs 12, verse 5, he writes that the thoughts of the righteous are just, while the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. In Matthew chapter 1, Joseph is described as a just man. And in 1 John chapter 1, the apostle assures God's people that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So listen, in the right way and at the right time and place, the word just is, well, it's just a great word. No doubt about it. But you see, today I want to draw our attention to another use of the word just that is, well, less just. In this instance, it's when the word just is used as an adverb and not an adjective. Listen, I know, flashbacks of grade school grammar classes are coursing through your mind and emotions right now. Adverb? Adjective? Come on, Mark. We want gospel life, not sentence diagram triggers. I get it. But listen, just hold on. We'll make it through this together. And I guarantee you, we're all going to come out better on the other side. So, the word just as an adjective is what you heard in all the examples I put before you a few moments ago from Psalm 111 and Proverbs 11 and 12 and Matthew 1 and 1 John 1. And those were all good and godly examples and uses of the word. But it's when just is used as an adverb, well, that's when its meaning shifts pretty dramatically. Again, my well-worn dictionary comes to our aid. So as an adverb, just means only, simply, immediately, obviously. Now, for sure, there are good uses of the adverb just, but there are many ungood, I think that's a word, uses of it in the adverbial form as well. As in, just hold on a minute, I'm coming, or why can't you just get your act together? Or even, I was just kidding. Or how about, why can't you just do your job? Or the ever easy to say or think, it's just so simple. That's right. It's that adverbial use of the word just that I want to lean into. You see, I wonder if in many cases, when we use the word just as an adverb, our words are not actually all that, well, just, the adjectival use, that is. You see, very often when I use or think the word just as an adverb, it exposes an attitude of impatience or irritability or annoyance. The just word, which is often deployed as an overflow of my pride and self-righteousness, is most often accompanied by an exasperated sigh, and a slight roll of the eyes, and a discernible sagging of the shoulders, and an inflation of my own sense of self-importance. And so, as I view the word of politics, I often think, why can't they just stop fighting and just agree? As if solving conflicts in the world of politics or any other part of God's world were just that simple. Or, as I observe someone caught in persistent patterns of sin, I'm tempted to think, why can't they just stop doing it? As if disentangling oneself from habitual sin were really just so easy. Or when I see patterns in others that annoy me or irritate me or confuse me, I'm inclined to wonder inwardly and even declare outwardly, why can't you just stop doing that, whatever that is, and start doing this, whatever this is? Again, as if bad patterns were just that obvious and just that easily broken, or good patterns were just that easily established. Now, my guess is you are no doubt familiar with the Nike slogan, just do it. Well, if doing it were really just that easy, we wouldn't need to be reminded of it and urged toward it so repeatedly. We wouldn't need the latest pair of pricey footwear to help us. You see, I'll be honest, as people look at my life and my habits, I don't want them to use the adverb just, not at all. I want them to be compassionate and kind and patient and forbearing. I want them to just image God, who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And so when others see my many patterns of sin and weakness and struggle, I don't want them to say or think, why can't he just get his act together? Or even when they see the few bright spots in my life where the grace of God's sanctifying work shines most clearly, I don't want them to think, oh, that's just so easy for him. So I want others to refrain from just using the adverb just as they interact with me. And listen, I'll be honest, I long to get rid of the wrong use of the word just, even as I interact with myself day by day. You see, far too often, when faced with my own fears and shortcomings, I often rebuke and upbraid myself by saying, Mark, just stop. Just trust God and live by faith. Just stop being so fearful. Let me tell you, whenever I do that, it throws me less on the mercy and grace of God and more on my own sense of shame and meager self-effort. So, Ty, I just want to ask, would you join me in going on a just diet? Now, I know it won't be easy. There's no way I'm saying just stop saying just. But I wonder if we could all put a just monitor on our mouths and minds. And when that adverb comes rushing to the front, perhaps we could just stop and consider, does this honor God? Am I being propelled in that moment by the gospel life of kindness and gentleness and patience as has been shown to me in Christ and by Christ? Or am I being driven by annoyance or irritability? You know, the Apostle Paul applies the beauty of the gospel in Colossians 3 by writing, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive, just as the Lord forgave you. And over all of these, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And so today, this week, let's evidence the fruit of a true and just gospel life by backing off the adverb so that the adjective can shine more brightly. And believe it or not, by God's grace and the indwelling Spirit, you and I can just increasingly do it. All for His glory.